let's talk real quick about the show you're going to be doing at the Omni.
What's that band we're opening for?
What's that crazy sold-out show that you're going to be doing?
Leonard Skinner?
Yeah. So,
the R.E.M. boys.
How'd you land that one? That is excellent.
By the grace of God. Yeah, it was flattering. And our manager. Russell Carter.
Russell Carter.
He's here.
Good
He's
old
wonderful.
Russell. Good old Russell.
We're real excited about that. They're sweethearts. They asked us to do it, and it was really nice.
We're going to be on tour with them for 3 weeks, which is the middle leg of their national tour. So it'll be real special that, you know, we get to be part of the Atlanta show. Yeah.
And you'll be doing both nights, obviously.
Yeah. We think so.
By the way, the second one did sell out, like, just yesterday or something like that, the other day.
Did you get tickets for your family?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Too late now, Amy. Okay, Emily, you've got to try our song for us, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do this. It's kind of country, but...
Kind of.
As country as you can get for a Yankee. Yeah. It's kind of like a Yankee's lament. It's about my love for the South. It's called Southland in the Springtime.
Springtime.
so nice. Emily Sawyers, song about coming home to Georgia.
That's right.
And it's really nice to be home, too. You were telling me about performances on the road and comparing those to coming home.
Well, it's just always nice to be home.
Always nice to be home. What, where do you see a lot of real strong acceptance for Indigo Girls in other parts of the country?
Well, we just did the Northwest, and they were really nice to us up there in Seattle mm-hmm. and Portland, and we played San Francisco. We were on tour with Hot House Flowers,
mm-hmm.
and I know that they draw a really nice crowd, too, so that had a lot to do with it, but
yeah.
The Northwest is a really laid-back, friendly place, okay. from what we can tell.
Okay. A very spiritual song as well. I know there's everybody, it's obvious, there's quite a bit of spirituality throughout the majority of your songs. You want to talk about that?
Well, it kind of seeps in. Because that's kind of the way that we feel, like it just comes into our music, because it's sort of the way our hearts are, the way we sort of voice ourselves, and that's kind of a common ground that everybody pretty much stands on.
Spirituality is a great part of so many people's lives, and we just hope that, you know, the language with which we express spirituality is not like a lot of different people can relate to it, and
mm-hmm.
it's not, you know, adhering to like one particular doctrine. It's there in lots of different aspects of our lives, and I think we just kind of pick up on that naturally when we're thinking about writing songs.
Well, it certainly shows in all the songs, and I know in the live performance, it's really, it's a spiritual experience. It really is. When everybody's sitting on the floor, like storytellers, you're up there and you sing your songs, and then everybody leaves, and there's a lot of love in that room. That's
cool.
When they sit on the floor, we say, get up.
That's right. Let's rock and roll.